Is a lifetime in high heels really bad for your feet? The debate on suitable footwear at work has been reignited by one of our MPs. Jill Furness, who's the Labour MP for Sheffield, Brightside and Hillsborough, has told the Commons that her daughter suffered a fractured foot after she was forced, she says, to wear high heels at work. And to add insult to injury, she said her daughter was then denied sick pay or compensation after suffering a metatarsal fracture. So this whole debate about high heels at work is back. Do we scrap them? Jane Sheehan is the UK's leading foot reader. Jane used to live in Milton Keynes and now comes back to the Three Gents to teach other people her unique specialism. Jane, good afternoon to you.
Hiya.
Welcome to the programme, Jane. I've got to ask you, foot readers, what is it you actually do?
I know it sounds bonkers, but it's exactly what it says on the tin. I read emotions and personality through the distortions in the feet.
Oh, get out of here.
Really? If
you'd said health problems, I would have said personality.
Yes, personality. So, for example, those high heels that you get forced to wear at work, if it gives you bunions, I would read that as bending over backwards, doing too much for others, not enough for yourself.
Right. I would say that if you wear high heels at work because you've been told to, it's because your employer is paying you good money and you need to do what they tell you.
Yeah, that too.
So you could read someone's personality, their character, from their foot?
Yes, absolutely. I've been doing it since 1999 and it's taken me all over the world. Like, I'm in Israel in May. I'm in Tipperary later in May. France in September.
So what do you look for? When you look at, because most people neglect their feet, but when you look at it, what are you looking for? What is the perfect foot?
The perfect foot is one with no distortion. So the toes are perfectly balanced and straight, and your arch is like a nice arch, not too flat, not too high. But very few people's feet are like that. In fact, in all my career, I'd say probably Phil Schofield and Keira Knightley are the ones with the nicest feet, most balanced.
You've checked Philip Schofield's feet?
Yes.
I bet he's got really nice feet.
He has, and it's a nightmare for a foot reader. You know, when I go on This Morning or TV shows like that and they say, right, read these feet, I love it when they're all gnarled and lumpy and bumpy. Ooh. But when they're, like, perfect, like his are, I think, oh, no.
Can I ask you, because, and I think this is a bigger problem for ladies than it is for men, for obvious reasons, but when you have a set of toes, in the summer, when people are wearing sandals or open shoes, for example, men or women, and you know, on your train, people whose middle toe sticks out beyond the others, isn't that a bit weird? What is that saying?
No, that says that they've got extra drive and determination, that they can do twice as much as the next person, given the same time and resources. So they'll hate delegating.
It doesn't mean they've got really weird feet, then?
No, that's probably the most common foot shape.
And what about if you've got really smelly feet? Does that say anything about you?
Yeah, it does. It says, well, dirty. First of all, physically, it could be not washing, it could be bacterial, or it could be hormonal, so get it checked out. But it would say to me, you want freedom from restrictions.
Yeah, really?
Back off, leave me alone. Yeah.
What a fascinating job. So you spend all day just looking at people's feet?
I do. It's the craziest job description in the world, but I just really enjoy it because as well as doing foot reading, I do reflexology at two clinics. So when I'm not reading the feet, I'm working on the feet.
How amazing. I didn't realise you read people's feet. But look, this story about wearing heels at work, very much back on the agenda because this MP has been moaning her daughter. But, I mean, there are two questions here.
I'm a bit against wearing high heels. And I used to wear them when I was younger. But from a health perspective, it's really, really bad for your feet. You're going to get the ball of your foot is going to be used more, so you're going to end up losing that fatty padding. So that will lead to pinching the nerves, so like Morton's neuroma. The Achilles muscle down the back of your calf will foreshorten if you always wear the same height. And you can get plantar fasciitis from inflammation in the tendon.
Yeah, I don't want that. Whatever that is, I don't want it.
So there's a lot of reasons not to wear high heels. But
so why?
There's no point telling someone not to wear high heels.
But Jane,
if
it's part of your work uniform, then I mean most people don't. You're never told to wear really high heels. Away. You're probably told to wear some sort of smart shoe. But there are, yes. if you look at women in society, and a lot of women they strive for some really. You know, these huge heels. I mean, those expensive brands, Christian Louboutin and the other one, they don't make those shoes they make those shoes because people crave them. People, girls go crazy for those shoes.
Those shoes are not meant for walking in. They're meant for being looked at. So I would suggest if you're going to buy those, wear commuter shoes and only put them on when you're actually at the event and only sit down in them.
What? Hang on. Sell this to me again as a man. So women spend £800 on a pair of those sexy shoes with the red heels so they can just look good, but they can't actually walk in them.
Yeah, I don't think you should walk any distance in them because they are not designed for walking in. They're designed for you to be looked at. So if you see the models on the catwalk, if you see the celebs on TV, they only put them on when they're on that show. If you catch them outside of that, they're wearing much more sensible shoes. They only wear them to be seen in them.
They do look good, though, don't they?
They look amazing, yeah. But there are shoes. I have a friend who's a shoe reader, and she explained it to me. There are shoes you wear every day, and that represents your core personality. And there are shoes that you have in your cupboard that you've bought and never wear, and that's who you aspire to be, but never really will be.
Hang on. You're a foot reader, and you've got a friend who's a shoe reader.
Yeah, actually, I've got two friends who are shoe readers, Donna Sozio and Megan Clary.
So, really? So, okay. do you know anybody who's a sock or tights reader?
No!
You should go for the set.
Maybe you should invent that.
Do you know what? I might just do that.
Let you in our gang.
Because you're right, actually. If you think about it, depending on the socks you wear or the tights or the... We can clean up.
Well, there's something called sock-shoe harmony. So, like, you know when you go to the city and you see all the traders, if they're wearing their black socks with their black shoes, then you know they're kind of obeying the rules. But if they've got, like, Mickey Mouse socks on with black shoes, then you know that they are total rebels. They're trying not to conform within the rules that are there with their uniform.
It's fascinating, absolutely fascinating talking to you, Jen. I'll have to talk to you again soon. So the message here from you, from a health perspective, is you don't wear high heels for long because they're just not. They won't do your health any good.
Actually, if you're definitely going to wear heels, try and get a thicker heel, not those little kitten heels, so a wedge heel or a square heel, so that you've got some foundation to walk on, some strength in what you're standing on. Massage your legs regularly, have reflexology, stretch your toes, ditch your shoes that are worn or don't fit, and choose wedges over thin heels, and alternate the heel height every day. Don't wear the same heel height every day so that you're not putting too much strain on the same muscles day in, day out.
Jane, pleasure talking to you. Are you on Twitter?
No, I'm on Facebook, Jane Sheehan, and I've got a website, footreading.com. And I'm teaching in Hertfordshire in Perivale, 21st and 22nd of October, how to do foot reading.
I might come and sign up. Jane, we'll talk again soon. I wish you well.
Lovely, thanks.